dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Everybody looking for something. Could make you wanna kill, y'all.
Hi guys, I'm Jenny, and you're listening to 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 brought to you by 开言英语
Hey guys, I'm Adam, and I like money.
哎呦，你好直接啊！你就是喜欢钱的一个人。
Who doesn't like money？
又很诚实的一个人啊。没错，我们今天就要跟大家说说 money， 说说钱。因为英语里面除了 money 以外，还有很多其他的词，而且是比较 colloquial， 是吧？
Yeah.
就是很口语的一些 slang terms， 一些俚语来讲钱，来讲 money。那今天呢，我们就要告诉大家这些很实用的啊，美国人在日常生活中。常常用的 how they talk about money 那今天呢我们除了音频其实每一天的节目啦除了我们的音频以外呢还有做的一个配套文字推送你可以很详尽的看到我们今天所有说的这些关键字、还有一些关键的短语和句子所以大家可以到我们的微信公众号关注一下开言英语开放的开语言的言来拿到这些学习资料 OK 那在讲不同的money 的词之前呢我觉得我们还是说说 money 这个词、特别是它的发音
Oh right, because it kind of looks like money
对而且很多时候有朋友会说 money 就是说
Oh yeah, money
是吧、
yeah.
So what's the correct pronunciation?
Money
Money、Give me some money
Give me some money
I like
money,
money.
Yeah, you too
I need to make some money、
yeah.
是吧、Making money is really hard
Yeah
这是我越长大越发现的一件事情 OK, especially if you want to make money
Honestly、
yeah. 诚实的赚钱是吧好因为我是不善于投资所以我就觉得啊，这个一分一分赚钱 It's not easy but it just gives me peace of mind 就是但是是很心安理得的、好那除了 money 以外呢还有什么比较口语的说钱的词、啊、
Oh, so many, so many How about moolah?
Moolah?
Moolah
这怎么拼啊、
M-O-O-L-A
Honest to God, today is the first time I've heard
Moolah, yeah, that's a good one
这是 outdated 吗过时吗、
no.
还是、就是我没听过而已
right,、yeah.
那这个 moolah 你可以怎么用呢
Hey, you got the moolah? Oh, I didn't bring any moolah. Can I borrow some moolah?
It sounds really cute.
Yeah, well, because it sounds like a cow, right? Moo.
Oh, 像牛的那个
yeah, I don't think it's related, but it just, it always, when I was a kid, when I learned that word, I thought, oh yeah, like a cow.
Moolah.
Moolah.
Mommy has no moolah. 对吧？别朋友小朋友说妈妈给我买个玩具，你知道 ？Mommy has no moolah,
yeah,
honey.
Forgot to bring my moolah.
Mommy has to go out and make some dough.
Yeah, dough is a good one too.
哎，是今天要说的第二个。这个 dough 就是 D-O-U-G-H.
G-H, yeah.
啊，但它的发音它不是什么 dough.
Not dough, yeah. It's like bread dough or pizza dough.
对，就是喜欢做菜的朋友，特别你爱做面食的话，你大概看过这个词。
Right, yeah.
Baking, 说到要什么烤面包啊，做蛋糕啊，你那个面团是 dough.
Yeah.
Or when we make dumplings.对吧做咱们中式的饺子馄饨 you always you start with that dough.
Yeah, it's interesting because I never thought about it from the dumpling point of view, but with bread, like we also use the word bread for money.
Oh, like it's my bread and butter?
So there's that, but you can also say just like bread, you know, it's like it's tough to make bread.
Oh, tough to make bread.
Sure.
就赚钱养家糊口、
yeah.
是吧 make bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So dough, bread, it's pretty important to us.
对对对就是你赖以生就是说要糊口咱们中文说的对吧养家糊口这个概念啊。Right. What about the other word, scratch?
Scratch. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
对就挠痒痒啊 itchy, I need to scratch.
Right.
It's the same word?
It's the same spelling.
Okay.
But in this case, it's a noun that means money.
So, I don't have any scratch?
Didn't bring the scratch.、Yeah.
Didn't bring the scratch.
I'm just thinking about every, like,、just like a briefcase full of money. Like, that's a lot of scratch.
That's a lot of scratch.、这是不是什么 mafia, 黑帮
Possibly.
爱用的一个词是吧、好那说完这些词以后呢我觉得接下来我们要看这些是就是跟不同国家他们的
currency,、okay.
货币相关的一些词啊。比如如果你去 USA 去美国、
mm.
他们用的是
Dollar
The American Dollar
The American Dollar, the US Dollar, yes、But Canada also has a dollar Australia has
a dollar.
dollar
我以前在新加坡啊新加坡也是叫 Dollar、
mm, Hong Kong, do they? Hong Kong Dollar? I think it's the Hong Kong HKD, right?
啊、oh, 对对对、yeah. 是 Dollar But if you go to Britain、
mm, It's the Pound
Pound, 英镑啊、嗯、多少 pound 好像英国是世界上唯一一个用这个 pound 的国家吧、
嗯、Well, I mean
British pound
I'm sure there's other pounds、yeah.
哦是吗、哎、我孤陋寡闻而已、啊、好了他们 even before Brexit They were never part of the Eurozone
Right
It will stay that way
Yeah
所以欧元就是 Euro
The Euro
The Euro 啊、哎、那 Adam 比如我说一个东西十欧元十欧、嗯、Do I say 10 euro or 10 euros?
You can say both. I think in、Europe, they would prefer if you just said euro, 10 euro, 20 euro.
What about dollars?
Dollars has an S. Pounds,、
okay.
yeah, 10 pounds, 10 dollars. You know, I would probably say, I wouldn't think it matters too much, 10 euro, 10 euros.、
嗯、但是到了美国啊英国就是这种英语母语的国家他们就会很 proper,、嗯、你比如10块钱、嗯、100块钱那后面要加 S,、
嗯、
对不对
Right.、
嗯、好。那咱们来说说我们中国的人民币吧。
Ooh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me this.
没有，我想说人民币就是，我觉得我很多认识的外国朋友，他们如果到中国比较久了，都就 say, oh, it's 10 块 how much、
right.
is the thing, right? 20块就会用块了。但是刚来中国的一些外国朋友，他们会说 this is 10 RMB,
yeah.
就是他们还是会用人民币直接来说一个。Uh-huh.在口语里面说这个东西的价格。
Well, those are foreigners who understand a little bit about China. A person who has never been to China would not know either of those words.
哦、oh, ，对，从来没来过中国的人 ，RMB.
They wouldn't. Yeah, they wouldn't know.
都不知道。
The problem for us is we all know the Japanese yen.And then we know there's a Chinese word that kind of looks like yen, but it's a weird spelling. Y-U-A-N. How do you say that? So people will say like, you know, it's like the Chinese yuan.
很多人不太会发元的这个音是吧？所以发 RMB 简单一点。
Yeah, it says RMB is a little bit easier. Or they usually say like yuan or yuan.
好的，那我们再看回美金啊，就是我觉得有意思的是，前面我们说了 dollars,、嗯、right, dollar, 但是在美国人口语里面呢，他们经常用的又是另外一个词
，right, buck,
buck,、嗯、B-U-C-K,
right,
Starbucks 的那个 buck,
yeah, yeah.
然后这个，比如前面我说，我觉得赚钱很辛苦啊，就是不会赚快钱，其实赚快钱英语有一个说法，
嗯
，make
a
quick,、
oh,
make a quick
buck,
buck
right,
right, right, 特别是一些那种怎么说 speculation 投机的生意、
yeah.
就是啊 just make a quick buck,
right,
赚快钱啊那 B-U-C-K buck、
嗯、
这个在口语里面我们可以怎么用呢、
Hey, how much was that? Oh, 10 bucks.
10
hey,
bucks.
Can I borrow 10 bucks?
对所以这里大家一定要教、要加 S 是
well,
除了 if it's a buck
it's
如果一块钱 a buck
Yeah,、
right?
it's probably in that case it's probably more of like a set expression、because like what does a dollar buy? A dollar doesn't buy anything
有很多 dollar shop, yeah.
Right, but you wouldn't say, but even all those, it's like $2 now, right?
Oh, 是吗？现在两块钱。
Yeah. I know you don't go to dollar stores very often, but...
okay, 好 buck, buck,、mm. Bucks. 但、美国 还有一个说法叫美金的是 greenback, right?
Yeah, like that's more...、no one would say that every day,、but you might hear that on like the TV?
对就是我看电视经常他们说、什么 currency market,
right, right,
就是、
right.
炒外币啊什么的。
So it would be like the greenback versus the yen or the Aussie dollar.
对 against the greenback, 它可对美金的 exchange rate, 这个汇率。
Right, right. So, but no one is ever going to say like, hey man, can I borrow 10 greenbacks?
对对对就是、这个用法完全不一样啊，语境完全不一样。好，那接下来我们看一个会常用的吧，比如一个人说：“哎，借我$1,000吧。”
Oh, wow, rich.
胃口很大。
Okay, so when we're talking about thousands of dollars, we really use two basic ways.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is to say K.
啊，对 ，K 就是代表签
，right，
对不对？
Exactly.
哎，其实像中文里也是啊，我觉得特别现在讲到一些职业的薪酬啊， mm. 说什么10K 啊， mm. 什么什么一万这种，我们说10K 一个月，
right, right.
对。所以在英语里也一样的 10K，
yeah。
但是我前面说的1000，好像口语里很少有人说。
1K, yeah, yeah, you probably wouldn't say that. But like, for example, salary, when you're talking、mm. about your salary, you would definitely say K.
比如 5K,
8K,
10K. 但是讲到1000呢，可能 they'll probably say something like a grand.
A grand, okay, so you read my mind here.、a grand also means 1,000,、mm. but you can also say a G.
A G,
which means a grand,、which means 1,000.
对，所以我觉得 grand 和 K 口语里都很常用啊。比如说到几千块的东西啊、how much was this?
Couple grand.
Yeah, couple grand,、mm. 几千块，对不对
？Yeah.
好，那不看这么大的这个数字，咱们看点小的吧，也很有用。比如美金里面那个 coins 硬币啊、mm. 有一个 quarter.
Okay, a quarter is 25 cents.
对，因为 quarter 我们中国的货币里面人民币没有25这个单位，你知道、
right.
我们就是1毛钱五毛钱、mm. 然后一块钱这样、
right.
所以美国这个 a quarter 就是
25 cents
啊，你刚刚说的两毛五啊、mm. 那 a dime 是多少
10 cents
OK 所以我以前在新加坡那他们的 ten cents 一毛钱，他们就会说 ten cents，、mm. 就不会说 dime、
right.。
所以我觉得 dime 和 quarter 都是很美国的概念啊。另外我们再讲到最小的吧，就一美分，一分钱。
Mm. Okay, a penny.
A penny.、当然你可以说 one cent.
One cent coin, yeah.
对，但是在美国呢，他们通常都会说 penny.
A penny is a penny saved is a penny earned.
哦，有这样一个说法。
Oh yeah.
就是要存钱、mm. 是吧？但是呢，这个 penny 还有一个用法，就是说，哎呀，我这穷的一分钱都没有了，
oh,
一点钱都没有了。
Penniless.
Penniless. 所以他这就是形容成一个人很穷，哭穷的时候可以 ，Oh, I'm penniless.
Right. Yeah.
月底的时候。
Well, like you were saying before, making a quick buck. Speculators, right?、
Yeah.
Maybe they make a bad bet and it will leave them
penniless.
Penniless,
没错。哎，如果一个人的这个 bank account 银行账户里面有很多钱、
mm.
你可以怎么说 可以说 fat wallet right
a fat wallet fat bank wallet, account yeah
fat bank account
sure,
可以、
yeah.
我们希望大家的这个钱袋子啊、
mm, yeah.
钱包都是满满的 you've got a fat wallet a fat bank account、
mm.
然后呢也通过学英语可以让自己的这个荷包满起来有更好的工作对不对 job prospects 然后呢就让自己的思维啊、mm. 语言能力也不断的可以得到提升好那感谢大家收听我们今天的节目然后哎，我们今天跟大家说了这个钱关于 money 你还有什么问题呢都可以在我们今天推送的留言里来问我们然后听完我们的节目呢如果你觉得我想把英语学得更好我想听到更多的英语沉浸在这个环境里面 please check out our member lessons 我们的会员课程因为我们就是为了满足大家对于多英语接收的这个需求我们为你准备的是全英语都由我们北美主播 Adam, Spencer, Connor, Lisa 为大家精心讲解的内容啊，你可以在我们的微信公众号通过菜单先来免费试用之后我们公众号里也有全网最优惠的一个价格升级会员一年只要629然后你每天都可以学习到开言为你精心带来的实用英语课 OK, thank you for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys Work hard and play even harder. Gotta save up for my nickels and quarters. Can't ask for a handout. It's time to be a man.